Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Alampi is here, too. Jim is a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Great to Excellent, It's the Execution. He's the founder of Alampi & Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer, and he's our good friend. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So, I was telling the audience about a little story. I was telling a story on myself before you got here, and I was telling them that when I was a young pup, and I mean I was a baby, I got the bright idea that I deserved a raise. And I went to my boss, and I was barely out of college. I went to my boss, and I said, I thought that's what you did. I thought, you know, you just went and asked the boss for a raise. I thought, well, you know, I've seen it on television. I'd read it in the funny papers, right? So I went to him, I said, boss, I think I need a raise. And he said, what makes you think that? I said, well, I just think I do. He said, son, you need to understand, you're only worth so much to this company. And you pretty much maxed that out right now. And so that was a good lesson for me. And I was telling them that I feel like that was such great tough love for me, because ever since then, I've tried to, I feel like without realizing it, and I only realized it, what I'm about to say when I saw your piece on this, that what he was trying to do was get me to move myself from the operating statement to the balance sheet.
Yep.
From a not being an expense to being an investment.
Yep.
An asset. What do you think?
Well, with all due respect to the accounting professionals and FASB rules, you know, they've done us a terrible disservice as business people. They force us to put our people on the income statement as an expense.
Mm-hmm.
When, in fact, in most companies, as you and I know, they probably are the biggest expense that the company is going to have, and what they really ought to be treated as an asset. I mean, we put property, plant, equipment, machinery, we put all that stuff on the balance sheet, and then we measure return on that investment. Why in the world don't we do the same thing with our people? Even if we just thought about it, even if we didn't do it literally, if we thought about people that way, it would drastically change the way we think about
capitalize,
investing in talent.
Capitalize the people.
Yeah,
that's what you do with equipment. You
absolutely.
Capitalize it.
You bet. You bet. It's a shame because, you know, talent is so hard to find these days. I mean, it's the number one complaint I hear from our clients all around the world. And, you know, finding A players and good talent. And once you find them, if you go through all the rigor to find the A player, you better find a way to measure the return on that asset. You know,
every business owner out there who wants to buy a piece of equipment can find whatever they want at the price that they want, or something similar to what they want at the price that they can afford. And yet, when they're polled, and I'm talking about in the last 3 or 4 years, when they're polled, every single survey I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years, the number one concern of business owners is not sales, it's not profit, it's not banks, it's not competitors, it's not being able to find qualified people. The
exactly.
Number one problem.
Exactly. And it's not going to get any easier. It's only going to get harder for some number of years to come. So once we spend that money to get the A player, we better find a way to treat him as an asset. You know, one of
well,
the
that's
things
what we're having to do, aren't we, Jim? If we're going to fill that slot, I mean, and of course, most of these people recognize that without those people in those positions they have, they can't grow like they should. They can't their company can't achieve their performance that they should. So they've got to do some investment-type thinking, not expense thinking, don't they?
You're absolutely right. I smile at Netflix, the streaming video guys. One of their core values is we will never lose an A player. Now, can you imagine the pressure that puts on the senior leadership mm-hmm. team to never lose an A player? And they require that every leader in that company once a year sits down and identifies who's the one person who reports to you you would most hate to lose, And if they came in to resign tomorrow, what would you do to save them? And last, why aren't you already doing that?
Mm-hmm.
So talking about an investment that we're going to nurture, we're going to develop, we ought to get an ROI. And frankly, if we're not getting that return on investment, let's fail fast, make a change, and move on.
Right.
Now, let's not just keep thinking and praying that we're good enough as leaders, we're going to somehow fix those people. Rarely does that work.
The only thing worse than if a good person leaves is if a bad person stays, right?
That's right. And if the good people leave, you're stuck with all the bad people, and it makes it even harder to execute your strategic plan and vision.
So do you think some owners are take for granted their A players? You think many of us, we don't recognize that we probably need to invest more in that person so they don't leave before they come and say they've got a better offer? We've already preempted that. Is that what you're saying? Are you saying not only think of them as an asset, but actually treat them financially as an asset?
Totally right. And I think that means in entrepreneurial companies, it ought to be hard to add people. You know, so many entrepreneurial companies just throw bodies at it. Well, you know, we're so busy in this department, let's just go add another one. Well, you know, those people add up to the SG&A expense line, and I think it ought to be very difficult to add somebody. You ought to have to do a business case just like you would for a piece of property or a plant item or a machinery. And we ought to be able to measure what the return on that investment is going to be.
I like your Netflix example of folks, and I'd encourage you to do the same thing. Look around your shop and say, okay, what would be the most dangerous exit for my company? Who would be, if they exited, what would be the most dangerous thing for my company? Would set us back the most? And then you probably need to start talking to that person, making sure that they're happy.
And what's the number one reason people leave companies? It isn't usually money. It's the boss. He didn't talk to me. He didn't tell me how I was doing. Didn't give me any feedback.
Didn't regard my advice.
Yeah. So that it puts it right back smack dab in the lap of the CEO and his team to nurture those people and treat them like an asset.
And here's another reason why you ought to be working on that harder, folks. There's nothing in your job, because I know you, because I'm one of you. There's nothing in your job as a CEO of a small business that you hate more than hiring a new person, right? Nobody, we hate that. We hate that part. You know why, Jim? Because we're not good at it.
We're not good at it.
Hold on to that thought. I need your website quickly, Jim.
www.theexecutionmaximizer.com.
Right back with Jim Alampi after these messages. His book is called Great to Excellent. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. It's gone, and I found out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.